Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll talk a little bit about the last perek now in Rus, perek Dalet. Baruch Hashem, we got a chance at least to be toyim a little bit of the Megillah. So, number one, based on what we discussed yesterday, it's very mavur and it's very clear why Pliny Almoni gets so pavofim. Pavofim is a Yiddish expression, but it means basically he put down. Pliny Almoni gets very put down. His maysa, he had a chosh of a name, his name was Toiv. It's a good name, you can't get a better name. Moshe Rabbeinu, one of the names of Moshe Rabbeinu was Toiv. And he didn't really do anything so terrible. Rashi says they were Machasa's name, famous Medrash, because he wasn't Goyal. So we Machasa's name. Strange. I mean, you have a lot of bad people in Tanakh. A lot of bad people, and their names are mentioned. Okay? Achav doesn't get a name Pliny Almoni. Right? Yerovam ben Nevat. I mean, we've had Izebel. We had a lot of infamous, terrible people, and they have a name. And Pliny Almoni, he didn't do anything so bad. You could be down, he didn't do anything bad. He lost an opportunity. He lost an opportunity. He was worried. There's new drosha, mayavi v'loy mayavis. You want this, what's going to be? Panashkas es nachlosi, I don't know it. He did what most people would have done. So, first of all, the way Rabbi Yankov Zatzal explained, we went to Barichas yesterday, that the lesson, the takeaway of Megillus Rus is Rizus. And that, if you miss Rizus, you miss the whole opportunity. Mamish missed everything. And the whole Malchus Beis David and Mashiach is all riding on Rizus. That's the lesson. Memela Pliny Almoni, who slept and said, I don't know what's going to be, I have to investigate, I have to egidrate. His name is taken out not as much as a punishment to him, but as really as a way of the Torah saying that midah is going to get you nowhere. That's why his name is taken out. Meaning, the midah of drain gets you nowhere. According to Rabbi Yankov, the whole lesson is to tell you what you do accomplish when you do Zrizus, and that if Chas V'Shalom you don't do Zrizus, you lose everything. So Mela took his name out. But the Pasuk says, U'boyaz Ola HaShah, he went to the Shah. So first of all, it's interesting. What made Boyaz go to the Shah? Nechteza. I mean, his first step is to find Pliny Almoni. Right? You should find this guy Toiv. That's who he has to talk to. Because if Toiv wants, then he's out of the game. Boaz is only in the game if Toiv decides he doesn't want to be Goyal. So his first stop is Toiv. The Pasuk says, and again, we don't really focus on this, but I'll share with you what Chazal say. Vayeshiv Shom, Boaz Ba'ola Hashav, Vayeshiv Shom. Like, what's he waiting for? Vayeshiv Shom. Who's he waiting for? The Hine Agoyel Oiver. Punkt. The Goyel. Boaz didn't happen to meet. Boaz went to the shower ear, sat down, with no plan, and all of a sudden, the one guy that he's looking for, punkt. The Hine. And that's the Russian apostle. The Hine Agoyel Oiver, Shadibe Boaz. So this is the Achronim ask. They ask what was Boaz looking for, what was he planning, what was he thinking. The Ben Ishchai has a whole arichas that he did need to be by the Shari ear, at least as a secondary, because he had to be Mefarsim, Amoini v'loy Amoini, Me'avi v'loy Me'avis. And we know that the Skenim, the Sanhedrin, is by the shower here. Shaftim v'shaytim titein l'cho b'chol shorech. But Pliny Almoni wasn't from the Shaftim. So why did he come there for? So I'll tell you what Chazal say. Zok the Medrash. וכי היה טוי ואומר אחרי ישר? So the Medrash asks, what was Tov doing there? The middle of the Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin we understand, that's where they belong. What was Tov doing there? Zok the Medrash. El afilu hayos Tov b'seif olam. Even if Tov was b'seif olam, the Medrash doesn't say where he was. But he wasn't there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matisai. כדי שלא יישב ויישא צדיק ויצטער בהמתנוסי. על כן נאמר ותגזור אומר ויוקמוך. כיוון שאומר בויאז לרוס והויה בבויקר, כי אם הקדוש ברוך הוא דבורי מיד, וזימן לוי אס טויב. מוי ודיק הזך. מוי ודיק החזר. חזר are telling us two things. I'm actually more taken by what Chazal not saying beferish. What lies in this Chazal? Chazal telling us, Tov wasn't there. Hashem brought him there. Tov wasn't by the Shariah. Hashem brought him there. So boy, you should have the guy that he needs, right, by the Shariah. And then the Medrash says, because boy, it was a tzaddik, and it, but I'm more impressed with something else. I'm even more impressed. What made Boaz think that that's going to happen? Why didn't Boaz go looking for plenty of money? What made Boaz assume, yeah, I'm going to go to the shower here, and all of a sudden, the Rebbeinu Shlomo was going to bring plenty of money there. What? Mechtesa. Go look for him. The Medrash is even mashma. He was nowhere near. Say for Elam. What's Pshat and Boaz? To me, that's the bigger chiddush of this chazal. Not the chiddush HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a nes to help Boaz out. That I understand. But what was Boaz thinking? Boaz came to Shariah, he knew that he needs plenty of money. So I'm holding his lach. Okay. Next. Boaz takes 10 people. Zok the pasuk that Boaz went. Vayikach. He took Asar Anoshim. So Chazal say, what's the Asar Anoshim? Is it near? So the Gemara says in Ksubis, Mikan lebirchas nisuin ba'asor. From here we learn out that you need a minyan. For birchas nisuin, you need to have a minyan. Yeah? Why is Boaz the mocker that you need a minyan? Why is this the mocker? This is not where we learn nisuin from. This is not the mocker of marriage. In fact, the Birchas Nisuin we actually learn from Yankev Avinu. With love and with the whole Maisa. This is not what... All of a sudden, this is the mocker for a minyan. The whole idea that you need a minyan by Birchas Nisuin is not so posh. Meaning, what's the inyan? We know you need 10. It's Kepaskent, and Aloche, you need to have 10 people. So even though Kiddushin doesn't need a minyan. Kiddushin Taka doesn't need 10. But Nisuin Taka needs 10. You can't make Birchas Nisuin without 10 people. So Erisin you could do without a minyan. But Nisuin is takamakif. During COVID, I had to shy a lot of people asking me. They didn't even want to have 10 people. I said, without 10 people, we can't make the Birchas Nisuin. It doesn't work. I'm not saying the Nisuin can't be chabi. You can't make Birchas Nisuin. Zucha can't make Birchas Nisuin. In fact, there's a big tumult in the Paiskim when you make a broch on a microphone. Is that a problem? Since you need a minyan, right, for Sheva Brochas, by the chuppah, so if there's not 10 people that hear the brochas, it's like in shul to use a microphone. Can't use a microphone in shul for Kaddish and Kedush unless you have 10 people that actually hear the one saying Kaddish. Because you need Shmiah. When you hear something on a microphone, it's not called Shmiah. So Taka, you should know some of the Briskel, they're makbid not to use a microphone. They don't use a microphone for Sheva Brochas, for this reason. Because they want to have 10 people. I noticed a couple of years ago, they made a new kibbutz by a chasana. They call up 10 rabbonim, mechabed them to be under the chuppah as a minyan. So they'll hear the brocha directly for the one making the brocha, not from the microphone. But really, if you have a big hall, and you only have 3-4 people under the chuppah, everybody else is really hearing from the microphone. They're not hearing it from the person making the bracha. So the argument was made. I once heard from Reb Shmuel Feivelson, Zechen Ol Bracha, that Reb Aaron Kotler Zatzal said it's not a problem. Reb Aaron held that Birchas Nisuin needs 10 people, but they don't have to hear. They have to be present. As long as they're in the room, the mitzvah, and even if they have a shmir with a microphone, Reb Aaron held it's not a problem. It's not like Kaddish and Kedusha where you need 10 shomim. You need 10 people to hear. So that's, on that there's a debate. There's a big debate. Bechlal, the Chazon Ish holds on a microphone, it's called a shtickel shmir. Moshe holds that way. So there's definitely a lot of room to be mako, you know, with the way the minig oilam that people use a microphone. But this is where we learn a minyan from bias. This is where we learn the whole inyan of a minyan is from here. It's a davar muzer. Why is this where we learn the inyan of a minyan? Granted, the Brisker Rav talks about what's the whole inyan of having a minyan. Is al davar shebikdusha? Is it? It makes a difference in halacha. Does the chasen count? Chasen min haminyan, chasen not min haminyan. The Brisker Rav has a whole arichas on this. And the ground that the Brisker Rav learns, it's not al davar shebikdusha. It's a different inyan of having a minyan. But the bottom line is you need a minyan. And this is where we learn it from. Dafka from Boyaz and Rus, that's where we learn out the concept of a minyan. So what's the limud here behind it? So I think Rabbi Yisai, the limud you could say is very simple. Bechlal, Rabbi Yankif was always medayik that when it talks about people you're not allowed to marry into, or that are not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael, it always uses a Lashon Rabbit. Lo yovei mamzer b'kal Hashem. Right? Amboni me'avi lo yovei b'kal Hashem. It's always b'kal Hashem. Right? What's b'kal Hashem? Not allowed to marry a girl. I should say, Loi yovei mamzer b'bas Yisrael. What's b'kal Hashem? So Bianca has a musar vort. Bianca's musar vort is that there's no such thing as a simcha in Klal Yisrael that's a simcha's yochet. Simcha's a klal. Simcha's a klal. Person gets married, it's a klal simcha. That's how he explains why we don't say tachlin. A chassam walks into a shul, no tachlin. Bris mila, we understand. A bris isn't shul. It's this shul is celebrating a bris. No tachlin. Beis Avel. This is the house of the oval. No tachlin by an oval. But a chassam walks in, doesn't have to be part of the shul. He doesn't have to be celebrating Sheva Brachas in the shul. He rather walks in. He walks in the door. He's here. No tachlin. What's it? So if Yankov wanted to say, this is what. Simchas HaKlal. Person gets married, it's Klal Yisrael Simcha. It's not a yochid. There's no such thing as a yochid. It's not a yochid. It's Klal Yisrael. That was a Yankov's concept that he wanted to be Mechadish. This is found in the Sefer HaTorah in Emes Yankov. He says this, you said. But why we could say a whole different idea. Perhaps we could say that we know there are two hanhagas that the Rebbeinu Shlom has in the world. One is called hanhaga tivi, and one is called hanhagas nes. Those are two hanhagas. Really, the halachas ain't same chenal nes. We don't rely on a nes. That's the rule. Ain't same chenal nes. But I was masber many times that there are times that we see we did rely on Nisim. And Chanukah Taker, in the benching, if somebody forgets all on Nisim, the Ramor brings down the Bechor Shor, the Ramor brings down the Nusach, Harachmonu Yasalonu Nisim Kamosh also Avisim. We talk that's the Nusach he's supposed to say. If you forgot to say all on Nisim, you say, in Harachmon, Yitzamakiv, you yate the benching, but you say, Harachmonu Yasalonu Nisim Kamosh also Avisim. So the Bechor Shor asks, what do you mean? Amos Paul no Maisa Nisim? You don't daven for Nisim. On Chanukah we say, you know, Shos Nisim Lavisen. We don't say, Purim we say, Shos Nisim Lavisen. We don't say, Amos Paul no Maisa Nisim. So what's Pshat on Chanukah you say? Harachmanu Yasalonu Nisim. Tell him, remember the Teretz? No? So I gave a teretz based on the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says the same idea, Amos Palom al Maisa Nisim. The Gemara says that once a woman is pregnant more than 40 days, you don't daven anymore. It should be a boy, it should be a girl, because it's already a nest. It is what it is. The first 40 days, till you see this avlad, yeah. But once the vlad is nitzar, you don't make a... In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? Rachel and Leah. Leah davened after Dina was complete, and Vaistachos and Yosef was complete. She davened and it changed. And there's two versions in Chazal how it changed. One version is, Mamish, the gender changed. The gender changed. That's one version. Another version is that the baby switched. Rosh Dina was by Rachel, and Yosef was tackled by Leah, and the baby switched. There's a Talmud that says like the Talmud Yonison. Now if you learn that the baby switched, it's a Chiddush in Halacha. Because then it comes out, today they call it surrogate motherhood, right? If you have a lady that's carrying a baby for another lady, there are today some women that in medically speaking, they can't carry a baby. They have eggs, but they can't carry a baby. So what do? They extract the egg. They make a mixture, and then they take the actual vlad, potential vlad, and they put it into another woman, and that woman carries the vlad. So Shaila in the poskim, when that child is born, who's the mother? Okay. So in America, Avada, we say the mother is the one that gave the egg. Because biologically speaking, that's the mother. Biologically. The Evan Yekora wrote a tshuva on this before it was even Lamaisa. He wrote theoretically. Today it's not theoretical. Today it is. But he wrote theoretical. He said theoretically, the mother is the one that delivers the baby. That means if you took an egg out of Hehold, if you took an egg out of Chana, and you put it into Breiner, the child is going to be Ben Breiner, not Ben Chana. And even the word aim is a Lashon Rechem. The womb that carried it, the womb that delivered the baby. And he says, the Rai is Rachel and Leah. The Rai is Rachel and Leah. Because who was Yosef? He was Ben Rachel. Who was Leah? Who was Dina? So when I saw this Evan Yekora many, many, many years ago, I was in Pressburg at the time, many, many years ago, I said, it's Meduyik in the Pasuk. Because if you look when Dina goes out in Shechem, you know what the Pasuk says? Where's the Balakriya? Fateitse Dina Basleya, okay, Asher Yolde Leyankev. Pasuk does. What's that Riches? There it says, Fateitse Dina Basleya, you know why it was Dina Basleya? The Chayr was Rachel. Asher Yolde Leyankev. Because it goes by the birth. Since the way there was, okay, we're getting off the topic. The bottom line is, we're not mispile on Mais and Nisim. And if we're not daven for Mais and Nisim, so how did Leah daven? Zok the Gemara and Brochas. I'm sure everyone remembers this Gemara. Can't bring a liar for Mais and Nisim. Ain't maskir and Mais and Nisim. Who are we going to learn if not from the Emois? Who are we going to learn if not for the Emois? You remember the Kasha? The Emois daven that way. So of course we should daven like that. Vice the choice from the Gemara that Yosef and Dina switched, that was Mais and Nisim, that was expectedness. Why is that expectedness? So Abba Yisai stole through a story that I brought down many times in Shiurim that happened by Rav Shach Zecher Tzadik Livrach. I just said it's Mais again over by my brother-in-law through the Seidor. Ayizev through the Seidor. That there was a guy in Ponovich, a Maisa Shahaya. I happen to know who the person is. A guy in Ponovich, many years ago. He was a very smart guy. For some reason, when it came to learning, he wouldn't remember. He couldn't. It was like he had a blockage when it comes to learning. Otherwise, a knacker, Baal Kishrin, smart guy, he couldn't get anywhere in learning. Couldn't get anywhere. I've seen a lot the other way too, by the way. I've seen a lot of guys, not Baal Kishrin, got very far in learning. But this is like unique. The guy was a big Baal Kishrin, tried to learn, some reason gatenished. He went as Rashiv in Panovich. Rashiv Panovich, this, that, no chalamais, it's nothing here. The Rashiv in Panovich sent him to Baba Sali Zechazadik Levoch. That's Abdullah Abu Chatzera's grandfather, the Baba Sali. Baba Sali was a Mulumad Benisim. When I was a Bach in Eretz Yisrael, we had crazy stories of Baba Sali. Mamish crazy. That I knew of firsthand. Crazy stories. We had a guy once went to him, this is when I was a Bach in Eretz Yisrael. A guy went to him. Baruch Hashem, I never had a crazy story with him. But some guys would come in, he'd scream at me. One guy came in, Mamish, he screamed at him. Ta tzarich tikun! Ta tzarich lazot tshuva! The guy's like, anyway, the guy was all shaken up. He left Baba Sali. He went, Baba Sali was in the Tivot. He went to the bus stop. He got to the bus stop, a big, it was a cement truck or a huge truck, weaved off the road, missed him by an inch from killing him on the spot. So now he's had it. Between Baba Sali and almost getting ran over, he's had it. He went back to Baba Sali. Comes back into Baba Sali. Shalom Aleichem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yivarech Otcha, Tal Zachem. He said, I saw Kitrug on you. I saw a very big Kitrug on you when you came in. And I knew we need some kind of tikkun. No. The pachar alone, the pachar of Misa was Mokoy Misa, and now you should have Chaim Aruchim. The guy I knew who went to Baba Sali. See, we have crazy stories about Baba Sali. This guy went to Baba Sali. Panavit is Panavit Jatam. And Baba Sali tells him, Ani hoye kantim to malev. You ate trefus. I see trefus here. That's why you're not. You know, if you eat macholos asuras, it blocks the head. Right? One of the talmidim just asked me yesterday. One of the chevri akol, his wife bought the formula cholov stam. He wanted to know if he should give it to the baby. Some hold it's metamtim as alev. So lemaisa, Baba Sali told him that. He says Rabbeinu. I'm Baruch Hashem an Erlich Yid. I never ate trefus in my life. I was brought up by a very Erlich Yidish Imam in Bnei Brak. I didn't eat trefus. Baba Sali looks at him. He says, I see Timtum Aleph. He goes back, tells his mother the Maisa. His mother bursts out crying. His mother says, after you were born, about 6-7 months later, I was sick. And we hired somebody to take care of you, a lady. I was supposed to be a religious lady. And a short while later, we found out she was giving you non-kosher food. So we fired her. So Baba Sali saw the Timtum Aleph. The guy went back to Baba Sali. Went back to Baba Sali. He said, Rabbeinu, it's true. Machol Chasuris. What should I do? He said, HaTorah Omeret Shezeh Metamtem Et Alev. I don't know. Lech L'Rosh Yeshiva Shelcha. He went to Rav Shach. Rav Shach heard the whole story. Rav Shach said, listen, Timtum Aleph. But then that Kufa Panovich took in a whole kfutz of immigrants that came, Sfardish and others that yeshivas weren't taking. Rav Shach made a major push with all the yeshivas, they all have to take, I think, 30% of these boys. And Rav Shach said, Panovich, we're going to do it. And they did it. He told this guy, get yourself a morning Seder Chavrusa, one of the immigrants. Get yourself a second Seder Chavrusa. He looks at Rav Shach, he goes, Rabbeinu, the last thing I need is a Shach Chavrusa. I can't make heads or tails of myself. Now what, I should sit down with a guy who that knows even less than me? Rav Shach told him, you heard what Baba Sali said. Timtum Aleph. He has no Eitzer, right? Ichobyan Eitzer. Torah's chesed can't be metamtim. If you give your Torah for chesed, for that it can't be blocked. I don't care what you ate. You ate pig, I don't care. Torah's chesed. Kachav. The guy shtagdois, he became Rosh Kail. But that was Rav Shach's yisoid, that Toras Chesed. For that, there's no. What is Rav Shach saying on a deeper level? When you live for somebody else, when you're doing for somebody else, the Rebbeinu Shem runs the world in a different way for those people. Olam Chesed Yibane. When you're selfless, that's a different channel. Tipta Malev is the regular channel. But if you're living for somebody else, you're makdish your day to another weak Talmud, that's Lamala Menatet. You don't have to worry about the Tel. That's what Rav Shach said. So Rav Shach had a better Eitzah than Baba Sali. Imagine that. In a Kabbalistic thing. Had a better Eitzah. When Leah davened to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that Yosef should come out of Rachel, that was for she was davening for Rachel, not for her. For that we expect Nisim. That is not an Amos Balaam on my Nisim. That's the Olam of this. That's Tzana Nigmar Brochus. Don't bring a riot from my Nisim. The Mishnah's talking, a guy wakes up one morning, he says, I want a boy. I want to daven because I want a boy. You want a boy? After 40 days, Baruch Levatol. After 40 days, you're wasting your time. Amos Baal, my Sinisim. I want them to have a boy. Fakert, I want to give my boy to them. No gates are closed for that. Those gates are always opened. That's the Pshat and the Gemara Baruch. Anyway, I stole through Chanukah. I'm not going to go. We're not going through Chanukah now. The Nes of Chanukah with the Chashmonaim, the whole thing was that they were fighting for Klal Yisrael. You're fighting for Klal Yisrael, it's a whole different word. Boaz was an alter yid. The last thing he needed now was to marry the Moavia. This is the last thing that he needed now to get married. If he wanted to get married, he could have been married many times over already. He did this for one reason, for Klal Yisrael. Boaz now felt for Klal Yisrael to be maimed, Malchus Beis David. This marriage was only for Klal Yisrael. If you're marrying only for Klal Yisrael, Boaz knew plenty of money, he's going to be there. I don't got to look for him. I got to go to the Sanhedrin. I got to go to the Shara here. And Boaz and plenty of money, he'll be there. That's Pshat in the Medrash. I feel why a toiv b'soy for Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matisoy. The Baruch Hashem goes and brings him to where you are. Every family, you want to have bracha. How do you have bracha? You make that your home is not for a yochid. Your home is for the klal. That's why, where do we learn the idea of a minyan by a nisuin? From Boaz. Because Boaz, his whole marriage was for klal Yisrael. Lasted one day. He died. But it was this whole home was established for klal Yisrael. Memela, that's why we talk of a minyan. The reason why the Torah HaKadosh required a minyan by Nisuin, that you shouldn't make a mistake to think it's your wedding. Your home is for Klal Yisrael. And Mela, what's the model home to learn out the din of a minyan? We learn out from Boaz. Because that's what that home taka was. Okay.